Many Americans have heard of community lenders, but few know about the CDFI Fund and its pivotal role. Could you walk us through what the CDFI Fund actually does and why it matters for underserved communities?
Absolutely. The Community Development Financial Institutions Fund, or CDFI Fund, is an arm of the U.S. Treasury specifically designed to drive resources into low-income and marginalized areas. By certifying and supporting CDFIs, the fund helps channel much-needed financial products to regions that lack traditional banking services. This means more business loans, home financing, and community projects where banks often hesitate to invest.
It's interesting how targeted these efforts are. Can you provide an example of how a CDFI might transform a distressed area where mainstream banks see too much risk?
Certainly. Imagine a neighborhood abandoned by large banks due to high foreclosure rates and declining property values. A CDFI, supported by the fund, might step in to provide small business loans to local entrepreneurs or offer affordable mortgages, sparking economic revitalization. These interventions aren't just hypothetical. Studies show that CDFI-backed businesses are 50% more likely to survive their first 5 years than those without such support.
That survival rate is striking. To build on that foundation, let's transition into the specific financial tools the CDFI Fund deploys to achieve these outcomes. The CDFI Fund offers an impressive suite of programs. Can you break down how financial assistance and technical assistance grants differ and their respective impacts on CDFIs?
Of course. Financial assistance grants directly bolster a CDFI's lending or investing capacity. Think of it as providing ammunition for more community lending. Technical assistance, on the other hand, supports internal growth, training staff, upgrading technology, or developing new financial products. It's like not just handing someone a fishing rod, but also teaching them to fish more effectively.
That distinction is helpful. How do the New Markets Tax Credit and the Bank Enterprise Award fit into this broader toolkit?
Great question. The New Markets Tax Credit Program incentivizes private investment in low-income areas by offering tax breaks. Economic research shows that every one in credits attracts up to eight in private capital. The Bank Enterprise Award, meanwhile, rewards banks that enhance partnerships with CDFIs or increase lending in distressed neighborhoods, fostering a collaborative ecosystem instead of competition.
Given these mechanisms, affordable housing remains a critical need. How does the Capital Magnet Fund address this, especially as housing costs surge nationwide?
The Capital Magnet Fund deploys grants to CDFIs and nonprofits, empowering them to develop affordable housing and community infrastructure. For example, one project in Atlanta leveraged $5 million from the fund to draw $50 million in private investment, creating hundreds of affordable units. As we pivot, let's also examine how the Bond Guarantee Program provides another layer for large-scale, long-term solutions.
We've outlined the core tools, but the CDFI Fund also runs specialized initiatives. Could you explain how the Equitable Recovery Program and Native Initiatives enhance affordability and inclusion, particularly in crisis contexts?
Absolutely. The Equitable Recovery Program was created in the wake of COVID-19 to help communities hardest hit by economic shocks, providing targeted capital to speed recovery and prevent long-term disinvestment. Native Initiatives focus on indigenous communities, supporting native CDFIs that understand the cultural nuances and historical challenges. Data shows these organizations reach borrowers who are otherwise left out of financial systems.
Such tailored solutions are crucial, especially since standard models sometimes fail unique communities. With that in mind, how does the Small Dollar Loan Program help combat predatory lending practices in these areas?
Excellent point. The Small Dollar Loan Program empowers CDFIs to offer low amount, affordable loans as alternatives to payday lenders. This provides a financial lifeline. Customers avoid astronomical fees and cycles of debt. Early results indicate default rates are significantly lower in CDFI-run programs compared to for-profit payday models. By deploying these initiatives, the CDFI Fund ensures progress is both broad and deep, reaching populations mainstream channels miss.
That multifaceted approach truly strengthens institutional capacity and economic growth. As we wrap up, it's evident that the CDFI Fund remains instrumental in building financial resilience, equity, and opportunity across America.